Blog Talk Radio.
Bonjour, and welcome to the weekend of Labor Day in a blink of an eye. Remember when I opened the show on January 1st, 2014, the year to reign supreme? Okay, now that it tweaked my interest, my curiosity, on January 1st, how many resolutions did you make? We're now going into September. How many have you reached your goal? And how many are you still honoring the resolutions that you made? Oh, come on in. Don't be a jelly bean or a jellyfish. Call me on 347-637-3789 and share with me. Actually, the statistics say that when you make a New Year's resolution or any goal, whatever, it lasts 72 hours. If you don't have that fire in the belly desire to achieve the mountaintop. The guest call in is 347-637-3789. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network reaching listeners not only locally, but reaching listeners in any country in the world. Discover what the world has to say. Thousands of shows and millions of listeners. Imagine by just logging on blogtalkradio.com. They hear me in Australia, England, California, Michigan, Illinois. I don't know if Malaysia. You know, Toastmasters had the big worldwide competition in Malaysia in Kuala Lumpur. And Rudy Segovia, who is a member of the Toastmasters club that I belong to, he competed in one segment of the competition, and he came in fourth. Kudos, Rudy. You make me proud. What about you? What dream do you have still dancing in your heart? You could achieve your dream. All you do is talk about it. I should have, I could have, maybe tomorrow, but, oh really? Get off your butts and contribute to this magnificent life that you've been given privy to for the next 24 hours. Remember, tomorrow is promised to no one. There's just today. We only have the present moment sparkling like a star in our hand, melting like a snowflake. Yesterday is gone. Tomorrow has yet to be, so you plan it today. When you woke up this morning, did you see your blank screen in your mind? Did you draw in? You're the architect of your life. Did you paint your palette with lovely colors and anticipation? Come on, how did your day start? 347-637-3789. That's 347-637-3789. You could email me at kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. You could write to me at Kathy Watson, Post Office Box 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois, 60195. I would love to hear from you. And then, get your pen and pad out. Is your mirror handy? Come on, pick that mirror up and look at yourself and tell yourself how marvelous you are. And amazing. And we want to uncover the authentic you. Log on, KathyWatsonSpeaks.com. And then, SimplyAgeless.net. So I have you coming and going, and click on all of the buttons. It's a beautiful day in Chi-Town, and it is kind of lonely now that the kids have gone. They were just great. They were just great to have. Easy easy to have. And I heard from Rhea, and she said, oh, we want to come back real quick. Our door is always opened. Oh, wait a minute. I have to share this with you. Just a minute. Let me see if I could find it. The ornaments of a house are the friends who visit it. Oh, they were just so much fun to be with. Easy to be with, not high maintenance. Now, you do know that yesterday I went to the Senior Active Expo at Drury Lane. And they have the letter writing, and I'm going to read my letter again. I came in third place. Yes, I think I told you I got another bronze medal and a $50 bill. And the gal who took second wrote about Paris. I'll have to call her today. And I have the pleasure of talking with the first place winner, Carol. And I emailed her and I sent her my cover story. But it was about cruising. And then, well, you already know that I speak on international cruise ships. The letter could only be 300 words, and it was, what is the best thing you ever learned while on vacation? And it bears repeating again because I love to read it. I wanted to open the show with, hi there, I'm Kathy Watson, multimedia, da-da-da-da-da. Come from the world of classical ballet and haute couture. I married an iron worker. And I kind of thought that was upstaging. I was there to read a letter. And that's what I did. There were 10 of us, so 3 of us won. And they took all kinds of photos. I haven't a clue of what they're going to do with that. What is the best thing that I learned while on vacation? And the Silver Fox? Circa 1992, Bill, my husband, also known as the Silver Fox, retired from ironworking. He said, let's take a cruise first class. Great, we've never taken a cruise. We embarked on the Grand Monarch, Florida, and settled in to be waited on from a.m. to p.m., and just think, we didn't have to make our own bed. May I share with you what I learned about first-time cruising? First, leave old habits and diets at home. You don't have to be in bed before midnight. Hey, that's when the action starts on board. No is not in your vocabulary. Yes, let's do it is. Take dress-up clothes to look beautiful and handsome when you have your photo taken with the captain. Take casual clothes and unpack half of them. You virtually live in a bathing suit while at sea. Take comfortable walking shoes and your camera. Imagine what an awesome time to rekindle romance. Be lovers again. Stroll the deck at midnight. Hold hands. Wish upon a star. Dance the night away. Hold each other tight. Try a new dance step. Be an adventurer. Take shore excursions. Climb the waterfalls. Enjoy the local people and their customs. Participate in activities on board. It's a great way to meet passengers. Your first cruise can be an electrifying experience, or it can be a bummer. Mine was electrifying. Look forward to sailing the high seas again soon. Bon voyage. Kathy Watson. Now, I wrote a partial journal when we cruised. And I really started to write the journal as the speaker on board these exquisite ships all over the world. August 28th. Now, you're still on, did you log on to my website? All right, click on video. It's a 17-minute running time, but you almost have to watch the whole thing. The whole show goes about an hour and 20 minutes, no intermission. And then click on books. The e-book, The Elixir, is yours, free, by calling me. All you have to do is call me. If you don't call, how are you going to get the book? Discover how you can look and feel younger and better longer than you ever thought possible right now, right this very minute. No costly equipment. The techniques and the secrets are all mine. Move over, Ponce de Leon. I found I have the secrets. They're all natural. No synthetic, no drugs, no medication. This is all natural. And the mind and the body work together. The body and the brain don't age. We do by our choices. Didn't I tell you that the octogenarians are shaping the world? Oh, you bet. We're shaping it for us, but we're leaving you one hell of a legacy. Don't screw it up. You get the book by calling, writing in, contacting me. My landline is 847-882-8717. I give that out because I want you to know that Live with Kathy is sponsor-driven, but I really think of them as my partners. Now scroll down and you'll see choices. Oh, what a magnificent book. This is nonfiction. And by the way, The Elixir is nonfiction. They're all natural remedies. Natural remedies. And then we have 14 of us who have bared our soul. Awe-inspiring choices revealed by successful entrepreneurs introduced by Kathy Watson. To get a discount, you have to get in touch with me at 847-882-8717. It's a book that you won't put down. You won't. And it's going to be there to help other people when they're going through challenging times in their lives. And you'll get the sense of knowing that we're all in this together. And you're not alone. A tribute to the contributing authors, celebrities in their own right. You'll be immersed in the power of voice, choice, and challenges. You'll embrace their determination and purpose. You'll laugh, you'll cry. You'll rejoice in their victorious achievements. They are achievers. What can you learn? You can fulfill your dreams. It's never too late. You can overcome adversity and succeed. You can live your life in paradise. Now, if you don't call me, you could contact Amazon.com, Author House, Barnes and Noble, and they shall be delighted to send it to you. All true stories. Cross my heart, hope to die, stick a needle in my eye. Isn't that silly? Courageous souls. Oh, I'm just looking at my itinerary. Freedom from... Okay. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. And today is the topic, Dash to Europe. Last minute summer. Summertime, and the living is easy. But here's the good news. September and October, we've always had great weather. And I really think November, December, January. Oh, I don't know. It just flies by. It just flies by. But I remember in May, we have a high school that we pass all the time and on the marquee. In May, early May, it says, have a great summer. And I say to the Silver Fox, it's almost tradition. I'll say, blink your eye. And it will be August and September, and the kids will be back at school, and they are. They're back in school. Where on earth did the summer go? I think most schools start right after Labor Day, which is Monday. Have to listen to tomorrow's show on at 6:30 in the morning. Walter Weiss, the general president of Ironworkers International, will be my guest, and so will Kevin Hilton, who is the CEO of Impact. Oh, they'll share with you the story of the Dom Perignon of trades, iron workers, versus college. It's up to you. It's your choice. We'll talk about that later. Now scroll down and you'll see the heart of the lion. I wrote a journal. That's how that book came to be. And we're looking forward to it becoming a movie. And then scroll down and you'll see 101 Great Ways to Improve Your Life by David Ricklin, R-I-K-L-I-N. And I think I'm in volume 2, The Passionate Warrior. I love to write. And when I get the epiphany to write, I just sequester myself in my studio room, and I just write and write and write. We all have a story. When I spoke with Carol, who won the first prize with the poem, she has all of the material she needs to write a book. I said, what on earth are you waiting for? It could be your legacy to your kids. And then I came up with the title. I said something, and there was this pregnant pause, and we both went, oh, that's the title of the book. You see, when you start to brainstorm, it's amazing, amazing what you come up with. Listening to Live with Kathy, come on. Call in 347-637-3789. Email kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. Write to me at Post Office Box 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois 60195. And the two websites, kathywatsonspeaks.com, simplyageless.net. What dream do you have? Let's swish it around in your brain. Tom Patrick had a dream. He dreams lucid dreams. And on July 15th, 2014, his book, The Second Coming, was introduced to the public by Tate Publishers. And he gets his story in his dreams. Then he wakes up, and then he puts it on paper. Isn't that amazing? The Second Coming of Christ did happen. It's nonfiction. First of all, you have to know that it's nonfiction. I could not put the book down. No, 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 it's fiction. It's fiction. E-book, The Elixir, is nonfiction. Choices is nonfiction. But The Second Coming is fiction. And it starts in Chicago. Father Jonathan Deshaies' quest begins when his discovery of a rare Trinity symbol on the steps of a Mayan temple matches the blood pattern on a torn piece of Christ's burial shroud. He meets three others who felt their own destinies are tied to this discovery. You will not put the book down. And Jonathan Deshaies, father, begins his worldwide journey to prove what he has known for a year. The Second Coming of Christ happened. And the form that it takes will take your breath away. Get the book, The Second Coming, Tom Puttrick. Tate Publishing, Amazon.com, Barnes and Noble. I'm looking at the book now and I'm turning the pages. The end of book one. There's going to be a series. Be sure and get the second coming. Be sure and get choices. Now, The Heart of the Lion is at Amazon.com and Ex Libris. I think it's about 140 pages. And I have to share something with you, but don't tell anyone. Part of it is true. And then after you read the story, contact me and tell me what part is true. Okay, call to action. Did you know that Blog Talk Radio is a powerful marketing tool? And when you become part of my consortium, you're under my umbrella for 10 weeks. And I'm going to scrape up all of the stuff that you have pushed down into your body that is shackling you, that is preventing you from being as great as you are because you're marvelously talented. Now, here's your opportunity. I don't know what your purpose is, your business, your service, your product. Carol has a book. But I can't do anything about it until she calls me and says, will you mentor me? Will you work with me? You see, if you don't have that fire in the belly desire to make a difference in your life, I can't do it for you, and I won't. Are you willing to change? Change is the only constant we have in the world. But can you shift your strategies to accommodate that change? Can you dream and make that dream come true? Imagine holding an audience spellbound while I introduce you, your business, your product, your book on Live with Kathy. You call me at 847-882-8717. You know, we get acquainted and we resonate, and then I help you write your minute commercial. Now, the proof is in the pudding. How good are you? How good are you at selling your own product? You know, when you write a book, you're 10% through. 90% is marketing and PR. And no, in most cases, the author house is not going to market your book. All they did was publish it. The publisher of your book. I self-published The Elixir of Youth. So all I have to do is call Office Depot and tell them how many books I want. And you could do that too. And I could help you with that. Call in 347-637-3789. But you see, this is a process of self-development. We're going to find out what you're really all about. So I invite you and I prep you to co-host my show with me. Date, time to be announced. And you listen to yourself. And you're going to grade yourself. I'm not going to grade you. Scale of 1 to 10, how good were you? Would you jump up and go to the phone or contact anyone to get your product? Or does it need tweaking? In most cases, it needs tweaking, a little here, a little there. I don't buy into constructive criticism. How could that be constructive? No, we tweak it. Let's see what you got. Call me at 847-882-8717. As the population ages, the need for what you got grows and grows and grows. Live with Kathy Consortium is brought to you in part by Iron Workers District Council of Chicago and Vicinity. The mission and purpose is to acknowledge iron workers and to recognize them as co-creators of art in the form of creative construction, to illuminate the character of iron workers, their hidden talents, to pay homage to their commitment to family work ethics, revealed not only in their artistry, but in the spirit of brotherhood and solidarity. Iron workers offer a full spectrum in career development. Earn while you learn. College versus the Dom Pérignon of the trade. Now you have to qualify. So you log on ironworkers.org and fill out the qualification form. And if you're accepted, you're an apprentice for 4 years and you're learning your trade. And you're getting paid. And your health care kicks in. And your pension. And it follows you for time and all eternity. Log on, ironworkers.org. I worked out today. Man, it was a kick-butt workout. And you know, it's the Park District. The facility is today magnificent. In 2009, they were the National Gold Medal winners for excellence. Hoffman Estates Park District. And contained within the consortium is a 50-plus club that is directed by Rika Cuff, who does a superb job. Log on heparks.org. You don't have to be poor and lonely. Park districts, senior centers, libraries, your private organization, your church, your synagogue. If you're lonely, it's a choice. You don't drive? Well, you do know that there are many facilities that will get you coming and going. So say yes to participating in life, your life. Take time to live. Our world and life have so much to give. Greg McIntyre is our CPA, brilliant financer. ahtax@ameritech.net. He'd be delighted to give you a few moments of his time. ahtax@ameritech.net. Did you know that everyday happenings that we all experience takes its toll on our looks and our health? When you look good, you feel good. If you feel good, you look good. Looks do matter. Oh, yeah, I could just see the naysayers now. The eyeballs rolling to the heavens. Well, I can't help it that you're overweight. I can't help it that you let yourself go. I can't help it that you took glamour out of aging. Those are all your choices. Man, you want to see some magnificent human beings, females? Participate in a Senior America pageant or go to one. Be inspired. If they could do it, why can't you? You're too lazy. I inherited this. It's my genes. If I bought into all genetics, I should be a tubby tuba and not exercising at all. But you see, I got my work ethics and my exercise from my father, who was Croatian. They're immigrants. And the good eating and how we eat, the Mediterranean diet, from my mother, who came from Hungary. They were way ahead of their time. Thank you, Ma and Pa. Did you know that stress, toxicity, and trauma are all leading factors in premature aging and death? Yeah, death. D-E-A-T-H, death. When the body and the brain talk and you're unhappy about something, the brain starts to weep and just sends the tears down into the body and decays the cells. That's what happens when you don't exercise either. The cells are just decaying day after day after day. Did you get an aha? That maybe you should get off your butts. When you're under stress and anger and screaming and hollering, toxins are released into the body, but I already know how to neutralize my body. So you have a choice. Toxic negative thinking, or are you going to be positive peppy with a lot of power? Do you want to make money, residual money? Create your own home-based business. I did when I was 25 years old. I didn't need a college degree. I knew that I was smart enough. I was staying home and raising three kids. More people are becoming wealthy today starting from nothing. Do you want to know how? How I did it? Are you having trouble paying your bills? I don't know. Are you a solopreneur? Are you retired? And you really want to start, but you don't want to invest huge capital? You don't have to. I'm telling you right now, there's a way to fulfill your dreams, reach your goals, pay your bills. It's the 28th. Do you have enough money to pay the month of August? Or do you have more month than money? A home-based business will help develop your persona. And it's going to offer infinite opportunities to challenge yourself. See who you are. We're going to find out, who are you, what are you, and where are you going? Do you believe in yourself? Call me at 847-882-8717 and let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. Calling all women of the world, not only in America, but globally. 2014, the year to reign supreme. The year to let our voices heard in solidarity. Together, we can make a difference in diverse and remarkable ways. Will you still have time to unleash your passion? Have you considered more profitable, less risking, and more of a soul-nourishing approach? And then think seriously about creating your own home-based business. All you need is the desire to achieve. It's pandemic. Men and women all over the world are embracing the power of creating their own home-based business. You need a business plan, and remember, it's a family affair. So call me at 847-882-8717 if you're interested in knowing what the dynamics of being on my show. Oh, it's so affordable. And how you could start your own home-based business. It shall be my pleasure. Listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Call in 347-637-3789. Email kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. Write to me at Post Office 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois, 60195, and then log on, KathyWatsonSpeaks.com and SimplyAgeless.net. I can't believe we're into September. Oh, September 28th, Helen, my sister, would have been, I think, 89 or 90, she passed away. I think it's in the 13th. Happy birthdays in September. Now get your pen and pad out. before I go to in last minute dash to really embrace summer, take this telephone number down. It's the Fraud Fighter Hotline, thank you, ARP, at 800-646-2283. 800-646-2283. Based on the reports that I've gotten, victims lost $3 billion. We lose $3 billion a year to the con and scam artists and the sociopaths, the silver-tongued serpents. But the true figure is many times higher because most of these crimes go unreported out of embarrassment. Don't let that be you. Now, here are the latest scams. Charity scams. Don't make any donations directly to the organization you want to support. And if you get a letter or a phone call that you won the lottery, but they need a processing fee, hang up immediately. Call the police or call the fraud hotline. Every age is vulnerable, but the more vulnerable are the seniors. You are not senile. You do have a brain cell working, then work it. Never, ever give personal information over the phone. The IRS will never call you. Do not believe that you're going to get anything free, a medical alert scam. Pay up or face arrest scam. Realize that the call plays on fear and scares you into giving personal information over the phone or sending money to them. Keep your wits about you. No government agency will ever ask you to provide personal information over the phone. The front door scam. They say their friend is sick or asked to use your phone or try to... Don't say, fine, stand right there. I'll call the police and they'll come to help you and they'll take off like a bird out of hell. Public works. Only admit workers who have made an appointment with you. The gypsy scam. Someone is at your door asking if you want your driveway blacktop sealed. Don't open the door. Tell them you're calling the police to see if they're legitimate. They'll take off like a bat out of hell. There are many other scams out there, so be a smart consumer. Ask questions. Don't send money or give out personal information on the phone. If you do fall victim, call your bank and credit card company immediately. Tell them what happened and close all of your accounts. The Fraud Fighter Hotline is 800-646-2283. The PSA, Public Service Announcement, has been brought to you by partial contributing authors and choices. Reviva, the leader in skincare. How do I know? I've been with them for 40 years. Chuck Brasselton, from frozen toes to fingertips. Brilliant. Brilliant, successful CEO of his own company. Lee, our little earth angel, is now a heavenly angel. Thank you, Lee, for all of the fun that we had. Your memory is alive. And I will take your formula for a home-based business, and you will shine in the lives of so many people because not only did you have a heart of gold, you cared about so many. And then Rhea, she was just in town, said, you know, Kathy, there are so many choices to make, so many roads to travel, but I just got to be me. And then, of course, my story. Get the book, Choices, available at Amazon.com, Author House, Barnes & Noble. And if you want a discount, you could call me and I shall be happy to. And the discount is based on how many you order. Listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network, reaching listeners not only locally, but imagine reaching listeners in any country in the world. Call in 347-637-3789. Email Kathy Studio, C-A-T-H-I Studio at sbcglobal.net. Write to me at Post Office Box 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois 60195. Log on, Kathy Watson Speaks, C-A-T-H-I, speaks.com, and simplyageless.net. Click on all of the buttons. Read my cover story. You want my cover story? Well, contact me and I'll send it to you. And then if you want to stay in touch, fine. If you don't, I'll delete you. Aging has been theorized, spiritualized, intellectualized, but never glamorized. I refuse to let that happen. I am going to change. I am changing the perception. I am going to redefine aging in America. I read an article not too long ago. You know, the beauty people, they're screwy. They're concentrating on a 20-year-old. Well, who wasn't gorgeous at 20? So they take these 12-year-old and make them up to look like they're 20 and say you could look like that. Who in the hell inhaled? Every age brings its own perks and its own choices and its own beauty. And if you're 60-plus, rejoice. You made it. You're a survivor. I am the self-appointed torchbearer for changing the perception of aging in America. You want to be old and feeble? I don't care. I want to be sexy, sensational, and fabulous. Listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, and today's topic is a dash to Europe. Last minute. Oh, but you still have all of September and October. I want to put together a cruise. What do you think? Wouldn't that be fun? Not right now. 2015. The Elixir of Youth. Move over Ponce de Leon, Dr. Oz, Dr. Rosen. All of you powers to be, I appreciate and applaud your intelligence and your desire to help us look and feel younger and better longer than we ever thought possible, but it's in the book. Let's see, 73 years in research and development, because at the age of 7, I knew I didn't want to grow old. Last dash to embrace the soul. Now, don't leave the house and take all of your problems with you. Then stay home. And if no is in your vocabulary, stay home. I say to women, you want to travel alone and take a cruise? Do it. Because the minute you come on board, you'll meet a gazillion women, and you form your own consortium. And they have male dance partners that will dance with you, dance lessons. If you're going to The Glamour and the Grump, I really wanted to do a reality show on that. For the most part, it's the men that are such grumps. Why is that? I call them the gassy old geezers from 2 or 3, 4 decades ago. Well, this is the way I did it. Oh, shut up. The head that rocks the cradle rules the world. So look, this is not a dress rehearsal. This is your time. Take your vacation alone or go with a group of people that are really positive. And if it's a woman, stay home. Don't be such a grump. Summer travel is not over with, even though Labor Day is only 3 days a week. You know, there's still time to take a cruise into the blue. Why take your dream vacation? Because this is it's now. It's time now. We don't know what's waiting for us in the future. You may not be able to do it now. I don't know. Imagine sailing the high seas from Italy to Brazil. You know, cruising or sailing, neither needs to be stuffy. Why not make sailing your next great getaway? On a sailboat. They are magnificent. Welcome to a new world. See the world on a 50-foot sailboat along with others. Did you know that sailing is one of the most primitive and incredible ways to see the world? It's adventuresome. It takes you out of your comfort zone because you're not on a big ship where you're weighted on hand and foot. But cruising, there's a small cluster of islands off the coast of Sicily with no throngs of tourists, no teeming crowds, no traffic jams. Instead, what you find is Italy at its dreamiest, picturesque best. Don't you want to do that? Okay, travelers, get your pen and pad out. This is what you should be doing this month. This is according to, I love this magazine, it is Condé Nast Traveler, the cruise guide into the blue, 65 sun and sea getaways from Italy to Brazil. Okay, so number one, the five things that you should be doing this month, make the last minute dash to Europe. Contrary to what people think, and this is from a Paris travel expert, her name is Gail, the city no longer shuts down in August. Some businesses may shutter for the first 2 weeks of the month, but plenty of the restaurants, museums, and shops remain open. It's also low season in London. And because it's low season in London, it makes it doable and well-priced for the last-minute getaway. You know, there's some European countries that close down the entire month of August. Is it Rome, too? I know Italy does. Number two, oh, man, book a private yacht in Turkey. Fully crewed gutlets or small sailing vessels that can accommodate roughly 10 guests are becoming a popular way to see the Turkish, historic Turkish coast. Travel specialist Karen Sefer suggests booking now for next summer. Number three, lock in the best hotel rooms in Italy for the holidays. Rome books up well in advance of December with people interested in Vatican papal audiences and midnight masses. Remember to take note of the religious holiday closures and plan museum visits and tours accordingly. I was in Rome. I was at the Vatican Square. I was there when the Pope came to the window to bless all of us. I was there in the crowd and I heard Peter Pan, Peter Pan, Peter Pan over here. That was Cam Ridley and her husband Frank. They were on the Amsterdam. I don't know what ship I was on. I was speaking on it. But that was like winning the lottery. Who'd have thunk it that she would see me in Vatican Square? Consider the Maldives for New Year's. Resorts that require, that start requiring final payment for Christmas and New Year's booking in August. So that's also when people cancel reservations, which means rooms may open up some of the top resorts. How about planning an Alaskan cruise? Trips that include both island and sea portions are now on sale, but bookings increased dramatically in October. By January, the most popular tours are sold out. What is your dream vacation? Now, do you want to know what the best souvenirs are from port cities? The editors share with cruise goers should bring home from their shore excursion. Take the shore excursions. The Silver Fox and I don't anymore because we've been there. We've seen it. Volley sneakers. Pick them up in Sydney. They're retro, comfy, and incredibly cheap. Snake whiskey. Rice liquor infused with a real cobra from Vietnam. Scottish tweeds. Surprisingly, Hamilton, Bermuda has great deals on winter clothes. And yet they're a tropical vacation. How about smoked reindeer jerky? Because when you're in Helsinki, you're also close to the North Pole. Graphic totes. If you can't ship a table home from Hay House, Copenhagen's iconic design store, these should suffice for bragging rights. Now, would you ever? But I don't know. You don't want to take your own portable vault with you. An aqua vault. It's a portable lockbox that wraps around the arm of your chase and keeps cell phones, cameras, and cash current. $45. I mistook. I misread the photo. There was a chase lounge at it, but it is the aqua vault. And you could log on the Aqua Vault, AQUAVAULT.com. They're $45. Now, how about Cool Central? For many years, there wasn't much to lure travel to Nicaragua beyond crumbling, if beautiful, colonial cities and a handful of backpacker lodges on the beach. But recently, a few pioneers, local upstarts, and expat entrepreneurs alike have opened new hotels and restaurants in the charming town of Granada and the fishing villages of San Juan del Sur. A paradise poised for discovery. Oh, it looks luscious. I'm looking at all of the photos. It's in Condé Nast Traveler, September, Truth in Travel, 2014. Is that September? Yeah. Absolutely inviting. So if you take a day trip from Granada, You head 60 miles south to Maduras Village, a beachside surf lodge near San Juan del Sur. Most travelers spend time in both Granada and San Juan. And then you meet up with a 31-year-old former Manhattan lawyer who opened the 20-room hotel 2011 with Toronto transplant Dickie Dickinson. They're both in their 30s. Over three bottles of rum and 100 hours of conversation, we realized that our goals are aligned. Now, this is from Grossman, who is doing all of this traveling, who opened the hotel. They scraped together seed money, found a third partner with experience in construction, and build their first Palapapas, a yoga pavilion. It is absolutely, and then while you're roaming around there, a couple of young, pretty young things lug surfboards up from the beach while another idles on a dirt bike nearby. A lot of people come down here and change their trajectory in life. We have these communal dinners where everyone sits around, debates, and workshops ideas. Leave your old stuff at home. That's what I said in my, what I learned about travel. Why, if you want the comforts of home, why did you leave in the first place? Now the next boom. In the oil-slicked 80s, Houston put up, look at me, skyscrapers, and covered everything in car-friendly asphalt. But now, flush from a new energy windfall and building like mad, the city is reinventing itself as a greener, more cultured, more human-scale cosmopolis. Absolutely exquisite. One particular bumper sticker remains a coveted, if elusive, piece of Houston memorabilia, circa 1986. Lord, please send me another oil boom. It supposedly begged, I promise not to, obscenity, it up this time. Or some other less colorful but equally desperate variations on the same theme. In fact, I have never actually seen this bumper sticker despite living here off and on since 1976. Fine arts. What is most compelling to those that stuck around through the booms and busts is the new emphasis on quality of life by local government and businesses. Travel in the United States. Oh, there are so many. Go online. Why do we have computers? New York is exciting at this time. California, Georgia. It doesn't have to be out of the country. You've been listening to Live with Kathy. Summer doesn't end. Summer and springtime are always part of my life. Even at wintertime, when it's snowing and blowing, I rejoice in the four seasons. And now remember, tomorrow, 6:30 in the morning, my guests will be the president of Ironworkers International, Walter Rice, and Kevin Hilton, the CEO of Impact. And we're going to talk about Labor Day. The movement, it's a federal government. Everything shuts down. No mail, no nothing. It is a day of rest. That is on Monday, September 1st. So we're going to help you plan your holiday weekend and make it the best ever, because I know that I will. Until tomorrow at 6:30, Kathy signing off. Au revoir.